Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, I'm commenting on the news that the United States has seized two oil tankers, supposedly part of the Russian shadow fleet, and they're connected to Venezuelan oil exports. And this happened in the North Atlantic Ocean and the Caribbean Sea. Now, one of those Russian flagged the Marinera, and they've been pursuing it for a fortnight through the British territorial waters, Icelandic territorial waters, and the Royal Navy assisted them with logistics support. Anyway, the other one is the MT Sophia, which the United States has claimed was engaged in illicit activities, didn't state what those are, and so on. And so the United States Navy boarded that in the Caribbean Sea. But this seems more directed at Venezuela than it is the Russian Federation, because remember the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela was where the US military's Delta Force abducted Nicolas Maduro, the president, just a few days ago, killing 32 of the bodyguards. Now, legality and morality aside, that was a very impressive military operation to manage to get him and the first lady, kill the others, and not accidentally kill the president. Because you think, with bullets flying in every direction and ricocheting off places, with, you know, the fog of war, this fast-moving situation, maybe some of it in the dark, you could very easily kill the wrong person. And they say only a few minor injuries on Delta Force's side. They're all Cuban bodyguards there. Did he not even trust his own people to be loyal or in just competent? Why did he have the Cubans there? There's a very close relationship with the Cuban communist dictatorship. But anyway, because they're sanctioned, is really to choke off the Venezuelan economy to try and force regime change. You've got to remember the millions of ordinary Venezuelans are suffering as a result of that. Is that lawful? I mean, the United States doesn't have to trade with them, but I mean, Venezuela as a sovereign state is allowed to sell oil and buy things. Then when it was clear that the US Navy was giving chase to one of the vessels, they painted a Russian flag on its side. But that doesn't change its registration or who it belongs to. So supposedly part of Russia's shadow fleet, fleets without insurance or sometimes without valid insurance, because obviously sanctioning countries control something like 90% of the world's insurance market. And because of the oil price cap, I think it's $60 a barrel. Since about 2022, they've not been able to get insurance for most of that. To try to get the oil revenues down. But the thing is that the sanctioning countries didn't want so much oil off the market that caused the price to go up. If Russia couldn't sell, then there's a loss of supply and demand, meant with the shortage of oil, the price is going to go up, and that would hurt their economies too much. Anyway, so the Russian Ministry of Transport said they granted temporary permission to use the Russian flag, but is that even legally valid? It's questionable whether this is lawful or not. Now, the Russians sent a submarine to escort this tanker, but people said, well, that's not going to stop a boarding, which is what happened. There was no resistance. I don't think anybody was armed on these things. These Russian shadow fleet tankers, they also sometimes are spying cables or deliberately damaging cables in the Gulf of Finland and stuff like that. The United States claimed that the shadow vessel was stateless because it was displaying a false flag and so on. So it's another audacious move from Donald Trump. He thinks he's on a roll with a successful operation to kidnap Nicolas Maduro. This also is hurting Russia. Russia's prestige is down. It can't do anything for its ally. They haven't even complained about that much, these ships being stopped and so on. And there was cooperation between Russian and Venezuelan oil companies going back several years. So the United States says they will sell this oil, and the money will be used to help ordinary Venezuelan people, not the regime, and so on. So China is the main purchaser of Venezuelan oil, and obviously is not happy about it. Its energy security is compromised because of this. So yeah, that ship, Marinera, was boarded, and the United States said it was for violation of U.S. sanctions and so on. But that was seized, I believe, in international waters, and the United Kingdom has said it approves of what was done because the sanctions busting and it was in accordance with international law. That's the claim. I'm not sure that's true. Goodness. So the Russians have broadcast on their news, partly to show US piracy as they see it. If you look at the Russian Maritime Register of Shipping, it does show the Marinera registration changed, but I don't know if that's legally valid when you change it in the middle of a voyage. It used to be registered as Guyanese. mean, there's this bizarre situation where ship can be sailing from, like, say, Australia to Japan, and the captain is Cypriot and the crew are all Filipinos, and it's registered in Panama or something like that, and the cargo is from Nigeria, because they've got to belong to a country. Their flags are convenience flags, like Liberia and Panamanian flags. It's all to do with the